it was one heck of a week this week for Joe Biden. It was a week that he did everything that he could do clearly to undo Donald Trump's legacy. He did everything he could do to hurt many Americans and small businesses. The unions, by the way, are furious. That's right. The unions are livid. They feel like they got lied to. I'm sorry, but I'm laughing. The unions that endorsed Joe Biden are now criticizing him for canceling their jobs, canceling the Keystone Pipeline that will kill thousands of good-paying union jobs. They now say they're deeply disappointed. Well, you morons shouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. You should have voted for Donald Trump. Unions that endorsed Joe Biden for president are experiencing some buyer's remorse only days after the inauguration. In one of his first actions in the White House, President Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. Now the unions that supported Biden are criticizing him, saying they were misled. We're also being told he's going to ban fracking. I'll tell you about fracking in just a moment. They say this is going to kill thousands and thousands of good-paying union jobs. The Keystone XL pipeline was first proposed in 2008, but the Obama administration vetoed the 1,200-mile pipeline in November of 2015. On his fourth day in office, former President Donald Trump signed an executive order to advance the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline project, which would pump 35 million gallons of crude oil a day from Alberta, Canada to Nebraska. Now, why does this matter to all Americans? It matters because it gave us energy independence so that we weren't so reliant on foreign oil. What it did was it took away the pressure that we desperately would need oil from the Middle East, right? We wouldn't need that oil. And sure enough, just even the building and the construction and the approval of the Keystone Pipeline immediately undermined us having to deal with being held hostage by the Middle East for their oil. It worked. The gas prices came down. We had energy independence in this country really for the first time, and I don't know how long. And it's because we had a president that understood you don't give billions of dollars of money to these dictators and tyrants in the Middle East that are then taking that money and supporting Hamas, Hezbollah, and the killing of American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Because that's where the money goes. And the good thing was he understood it. He got it. So immediately, what has happened? Immediately, Joe Biden went back to the old ways. Immediately. And the reason why is because he wants you to pay high gas prices. He doesn't mind the Middle East having power. And that's exactly why President Biden issued the executive order blocking it. And the unions are like, hold on a second. Wait, this is not what you told us you were going to do. Here's the other thing. Not only did it give us energy independence, the reason why Joe Biden did this, the justification, was his radical climate agenda, his green agenda. Citing climate change concerns, the Biden administration announced on Wednesday that it would revoke the federal permits for the Keystone XL pipeline. And they say it's all because of climate crisis. The United States and the world face a climate crisis. The White House said that crisis must be met with action on a scale and a speed commensurate with the need to avoid setting the world on a dangerous, potentially catastrophic climate trajectory. At home, we will combat the crisis with an ambitious plan to build back better, designed to both reduce harmful emissions and create good, clean energy jobs. We already did this, by the way, and it was a disaster under the Obama administration. Remember Solyndra? Remember all these clean alternative energy BS jobs that we're supposed to get our hands on? It was a total disaster, and everybody knows it. It was total crap. It was a complete and utter failure, and everybody, by the way, knows it. Yet here we are going back to those same policies. If you want to know why, it's because liberals get rich off of selling you on green and alternative energy. They're the ones that invest in it. They're the ones that own these companies. They're the ones that make money by the government mandating it and putting this into. They don't care if you're paying $5 a gallon gas. Here's something else, and I've been saying this now for weeks and weeks and weeks, and you better listen to me now. I've been saying this over and over again. Democrats do not need a good economy. They need a pretty bad economy. They need 7% unemployment rates to stay in power. They need people dependent on them for their livelihoods. They need people to not be able to survive without them. You get what I'm saying? They don't want low unemployment. Okay? They don't want it. If you think that they want low unemployment, you're not paying attention. They don't want low unemployment. They need people to be suffering. They need people to need the government more than anything else. That's what they need. They desperately need a government to be in charge of their lives. Why do you think they don't give a crap if you're paying $4 or $5 a gallon gas? They don't care. And the reason why they don't care is because they know that makes it harder on you. That means there's a better chance that you're going to be dependent on them. That's what this is all about. It's all about power. It's all about control. That's what it's always been about. Power and control. Without high unemployment, without you suffering, or enough of you suffering, they got nothing, folks. They can't survive at 4% or 3% unemployment. That means the American people and as a whole are doing well. They can't survive in that scenario. That doesn't work for them. All right, I want to take a moment real quick, though, and just let you know about something else, and that is the canceling of conservatives from social media and our accounts being silenced. Our accounts being shut down. If you want to keep in touch with us, there's two ways now you can do it, even if we're kicked offline on social media, which we fully expect is going to happen. First off, you can send a text message on your cell phone, like a normal text message, to the number 55433, okay? And text the word Ben to 55433. And you will be, that's our last resort for us to be able to get in touch with you. So, again, text the word Ben to 55433, and we can get in touch with you that way. Second thing, you can get our emails, and I have a feeling that you won't be able to find us on social media pretty soon based on what we're seeing. So you can get our emails by signing up right now for AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, by going to benfreeonline.com. That's Ben. freeonline.com. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com right now, and you can join AMAC for free. You'll get the AMAC magazine for free, and you'll get our emails so that we can keep in touch with you that way. So make sure you join AMAC for free right now and get our emails, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com, or just text as well as a last resort on your cell phone. Text to the number 55433, the word Ben. President Joe Biden has also announced a 60-day moratorium on new oil and natural gas leases and drilling permits, is prompting widespread concern in New Mexico, where spending on education and other government programs hinges on the industry's success. What did you expect was going to happen? And if you think these guys are working hard for you, they're not. Vice President Harris has nothing on her schedule today or tomorrow, for example. The official White House schedule says nothing. President Biden only meets with his advisors in the afternoon before nothing until Monday. I will say this, at least they're staying consistent with their actual presidential campaign. The scary part is they're actually only 3-4 days in on the job, and this is what they're doing. And all you, and again, I don't feel bad for the people that were, you were warned. There were many of you that were warned, and you took the bait, and you deserve it. You deserve what you get now if you voted for Biden and you supported Biden, you raised money for Biden. You know, I'll give you an example of these unions, and I put this up on social media so you guys can see it on Facebook and Twitter. How it started in Instagram. United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipe Fitters endorsed Vice President Joe Biden for president. August 17th, 2020. Endorsement follows months-long internal process led by Political Engagement Committee. Same organization, headline now. Keystone XL decision will raise energy costs for American families. Monday, January 18th, 2021, the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, UA, issued the following statement today following the news that the Biden-Harris administration plans to rescind the permit and effectively end construction of the Keystone Pipeline. In revoking this permit, the Biden administration has chosen to listen to the voices of fringe activists, the union said, instead of union members and the American consumer on day one. Let me be very clear, the union says. When built with union labor by the men and women of the United Association, pipelines like Keystone XL remain the safest and most efficient modes of energy transportation in the world, which is, by the way, a fact. Sadly, the Biden administration has now put thousands of union workers out of work. For the average American family, it means energy costs will go up and communities will no longer see the local investments that come with pipeline construction. That's what the president of the United Association of Union Workers, these union workers, had to say. And I will just say this. You're an idiot. That's what you get. Now, let me let you know what the Biden administration's response is to all of these Americans losing their jobs within hours of him being sworn in. The Biden administration to the pipeline workers, quote, you can find another job. You can find another job. That's what they wanted to tell you. You can find another job. So messed up. We have radical ideals, and I will say one of the things that scares me the most, okay, about Joe Biden is the fact that I think he knows he's a one-term president. Not because I'm not talking about like losing in 4 years. I don't think he's going to run for re-election. Like I don't think that he is going to run for president again. That's what scares me. This guy can do whatever the hell he wants to do. There is no, he's run his last race, I believe. That's my opinion. But I think that's exactly why he is so dangerous. Joe Biden does not have to worry about making union workers mad, because if he was going to run for re-election, I would argue he wouldn't be doing this. Right? Like, I don't believe that Joe Biden gives a rat's rear end. I really don't. I don't think he cares at all. I really don't. About you, about these jobs, about the raising price of gas, because this is a radical agenda he's bringing to the American people. If he was running for re-election in less than 72 hours, you wouldn't kill 70 to 100,000 jobs. You wouldn't eliminate women's sports because of the transgender, bisexual, gay, lesbian crap that you're pushing in this country. You wouldn't invade Syria. You wouldn't left the National Guard to freeze in a parking garage. You wouldn't admitted that you don't have a plan to fight COVID when you said Donald Trump didn't have a plan to fight COVID, and I do day one. And then you go, just kidding, I don't now. We're just going to have to deal with this crap for months. You wouldn't break your own mask mandate executive order. You wouldn't end U.S. energy independence unless, keyword unless, you're not running for re-election. Because if you're not running for re-election, then all right, this all makes total sense. Makes complete sense. Makes absolutely total sense. All right, I want to take a moment real quick, though, and just let you know about something else, and that is the canceling of conservatives from social media and our accounts being silenced, our accounts being shut down. If you want to keep in touch with us, there's two ways now you can do it, even if we're kicked offline on social media, which we fully expect is going to happen. First off, you can send a text message on your cell phone, like a normal text message, to the number 55433, okay? And text the word Ben to 55433. And you will be, that's our last resort for us to be able to get in touch with you. So, again, text the word Ben to 55433, and we can get in touch with you that way. Second thing, you can get our emails, and I have a feeling that you won't be able to find us on social media pretty soon, based on what we're seeing. So you can get our emails by signing up right now for AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, by going to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com right now, and you can join AMAC for free. You'll get the AMAC magazine for free, and you'll get our emails so that we can keep in touch with you that way. So make sure you join AMAC for free right now and get our emails, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com, or just text as well as a last resort on your cell phone. Text to the number 55433, the word Ben. You now have other countries that are like, we didn't even see this coming. We didn't think this was going to happen. You can't just do this. You don't understand. You're going to cost people their jobs. This is going to hurt not just American workers, but this is going to make us more dependent on foreign oil than ever before. Like, this is a terrible, terrible decision. I love all these liberals now that this happened. They're like freaking out. They're sitting there going, wait a second. What just happened? How did this just happen? How did we just get to this point, right? How did you just ruin everything so quickly? When you put a radical, a socialist in the White House, and I said he was a socialist, this is what you get. This is exactly what you get. This is what you voted for. You've got foreign leaders right now that are sitting there going, hey, you can't do this. This is going to hurt too many people in America. This is going to hurt way, way too many people. Please don't do this. Canada right now losing their minds, as they should, by the way. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Canada, they absolutely should be losing their minds right now. They should be totally freaking out right now. This is going to destroy jobs in their country. This is going to destroy jobs in this country. And everybody knows it. That's why they're warning. That's why they're saying what they're saying now. That's why they're terrified of what is going to happen. Alberta Canada Premier said on Fox News today that this cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, not only is it going to kill good paying jobs, but it's going to make the U.S. dependent on dictatorships. This is now Canada telling us this.
We congratulate President Biden on his inauguration and election and hope to have a really close and strong relationship. We have the biggest bilateral trade relationship in world history between Canada and the United States. But the biggest part of that trade is Canadian energy exports, largely from our province here of Alberta. We have the third largest oil reserves in the world. We ship about nearly $100 billion worth of energy to the U.S. every year. Keystone XL would have been a significant, safe, modern increase in that shipment. And it is very, it's very frustrating that one of the first acts of the new president was, I think, to disrespect America's closest friend and ally, Canada, to kill good-paying union jobs on both sides of the border, and ultimately to make the United States more dependent on foreign oil imports from OPEC dictatorships. We don't understand it. And at the very least, we believe that those who've invested in this project, trusting in the regulatory process in the U.S., should be compensated by the U.S. administration.
Yeah, well, you make a lot of great points there. I want to unpack some of those with you, if I may. One of them is that one of the greatest achievements we've seen in the past several years for the United States and Canada, for all of North America, is energy independence. So if you're Saudi Arabia and you're looking at the cancellation of this deal today, what's going through your mind?
Exactly. This is a good day, a good decision for the OPEC producers in reducing Canadian shipments of energy to the world's largest energy consumer. In particular, Keystone XL would, like the current Keystone pipeline, largely ship Alberta heavy crude, and many of the U.S. refineries down along the Gulf Coast are keyed up to process heavy. If they don't get it from Canada, they've got to get it from places ultimately like Venezuela, and I don't see how that's in the interests of the United States. So our plea to the Biden administration is, please take a half step back here, get into a conversation with your closest friend and ally, Canada.
I love how he's even abandoning Canada. And they're saying, why do you want to give money to dictators? To dictators. All right, I want to take a moment real quick, though, and just let you know about something else, and that is the canceling of conservatives from social media and our accounts being silenced, our accounts being shut down. If you want to keep in touch with us, there's two ways now you can do it, even if we're kicked offline on social media, which we fully expect is going to happen. First off, you can send a text message on your cell phone, like a normal text message, to the number 55433, okay? And text the word Ben to 55433. And you will be, that's our last resort for us to be able to get in touch with you. So, again, text the word Ben to 55433, and we can get in touch with you that way. Second thing, you can get our emails, and I have a feeling that you won't be able to find us on social media pretty soon based on what we're seeing. So you can get our emails by signing up right now for AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, by going to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com right now, and you can join AMAC for free. You'll get the AMAC magazine for free, and you'll get our emails so that we can keep in touch with you that way. So make sure you join AMAC for free right now. And get our emails, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Or just text as well as a last resort on your cell phone. Text to the number 55433, the word Ben. Now we have Justin. President Biden is expected to impose a travel ban Monday for most non-U.S. citizens traveling from South Africa. Biden is also expected to reinstate restrictions affecting travel from the U.K., Ireland, and part of Europe. Again, you're a racist. At this point, you just got to laugh. Like, everything they said that they were going to do is the complete opposite of that, right? We're gonna make sure we don't kill American jobs. Less than 72 hours in, Joe Biden kills 70 to 90,000 American jobs, the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to make sure that we don't help terrorists, right? Just kidding. Oh, yeah, we're already involved in Syria, and we're going to make sure that these dictators get a lot more money for their oil and gas. So there's that, right? So there you go. We're going to also eliminate women's sports. Feminists are losing their minds now, and I'm laughing at you feminists out there. You voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You guys voted for him. That's on you. You voted for this guy. Same guy that lied to you and said, quote, it is amazing. Let me go back to a tweet on October the 15th. A tweet from Joe Biden said, we're 8 months into this pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get the virus under control. I do, Joe Biden says. Gets elected, Justin. President Biden says, quote, there is nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact. Kamala Harris tweeted out. September 7th, 2020. Guess what? They're now going to ban fracking. And if you want to know how corrupt the media is, yeah. Apparently CNN forgot their COVID death tracker just a day and a half after Joe Biden was sworn in. It just kind of disappeared. I'm sure it's just an oversight, right? I'm sure they're, you know, dedicated to informing us when we had our most deadly day in American history in the last week. I'm looking forward to seeing the death tracker back up on the screen again. Oh, wait, we don't need it anymore. Because we got the guy in office that we wanted in office. And one last little just observation. There's been a lot this last week. But one observation that we do have to bring up is the fact that 21,000 people with fully automatic weapons, machine guns, were asked to come to Washington, D.C. to protect the liberals. to protect the people that hate guns and hate walls. They built walls, they put up razor wire, and they brought in an army. We had more people in D.C. to protect these little wussy Democrats than we have in Afghanistan killing terrorists. Do as I say, not as I do. Biden family violating his own mask mandate for a photo at the Lincoln Memorial. No masks on. Yeah. Joe Biden. I'll be a president for all Americans, also Joe Biden. Vet the National Guard to make sure they're loyal to me. Let's disrespect them. And imagine if Donald Trump's White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany or Sarah Huckabee Sanders said this. The new White House Press Secretary was asked why Joe Biden and members of his family weren't wearing masks at the Lincoln Memorial after signing the mask mandate on federal lands earlier in the day. What was her response? Quote, he was celebrating a historic day in our country. We have bigger things to worry about. This idiot signs a mask mandate requiring everyone who is on federal land to wear masks. Later that same day at the Lincoln Memorial, which is on federal land, he and his entire family are not wearing masks. Tell you what, for a side that's anti-gun and anti-walls, they sure did bring a lot of guns and a lot of walls in for the inauguration. This is, I mean, we're not even a week in. And Alberta, Canada, and the point he's making, the Alberta, Canada premier canceling the Keystone XL pipeline is going to kill good-paying jobs. But most importantly, it makes the U.S. dependent on dictators. Well, apparently Joe Biden has no problem with dictators getting rich and then killing American soldiers with that money.
Yeah, well, you make a lot of great points there. I want to unpack some of those with you, if I may. One of them is that one of the greatest achievements we've seen in the past several years for the United States and Canada, for all of North America, is energy independence. So if you're Saudi Arabia and you're looking at the cancellation of this deal today, what's going through your mind?
Exactly. This is a good day, a good decision for the OPEC producers in reducing Canadian shipments of energy to the world's largest energy consumer. In particular, Keystone XL would, like the current Keystone pipeline, largely ship Alberta heavy crude, and many of the U.S. refineries down along the Gulf Coast are keyed up to process heavy. If they don't get it from Canada, they've got to get it from places ultimately like Venezuela, and I don't see how that's in the interests of the United States. So our plea to the Biden administration is, please take a half step back here, get into a conversation with your closest friend and ally, Canada, about how we can ensure a future for safe energy exports, continental energy independence and security between Canada and the U.S., while also taking very seriously climate policy and environmental policy. You know, President Obama's State Department concluded after rigorous study that Keystone XL would actually reduce carbon emissions because the alternative will be shipping it by rail, which is higher emitting and less safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might want to throw that out there. Don't worry, though. We're going to just screw America. You got to have a lot of really, 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 really expensive gas because that's what we need now. We also have something else that's hilarious. We have a literal crackhead advising the president. Word is Hunter Biden actually advised his father to not have a strong response to China's breaches of Taiwan air defense zone per White House official. Don't take the bait, Dad, quote unquote. We have a literal crackhead advising the President of the United States of America. And the Biden administration has no compassion for you losing your jobs. The Biden administration to pipeline workers, you can find another job. You can find another job. Just find it. Yeah, just find it. And I'll leave it at that.